that I can rework also the research that I have done and everything to focus on how the spending cuts are affecting the services provided and the welfare in the city center. So that way I would be covering the product of the, instead of what I didn't want to do and what I wouldn't like to do is just interview people about losing their jobs or even about what they're doing to going on doing. But I have this geeky interest on the public service provided, the cleaning, the waste collecting, the lighting, the security, the transport, all these things. Okay?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
The road works, all these things. And all these things are being affected by the cuts. So it's not only the people working there, but also what they do and how it affects the people that go to the city center core to work, which many of them are public servants because there are many public offices of the public sector there, but also the people who go there for leisure. I think it has a wide appeal, but at the same time, I would be focusing just on how the spending cuts affect the provision of services.
Service cuts.
Yes.
As a result of job losses.
Yes.
What do you think, Nani?
So my obsession, I would definitely want to restrict the thing geographically, because the problem I see with covering the public sector is that many organizations work on a national or regional level, as we said on the first day. So I am quite obsessed in a good sense.
I see that.
For focusing on a geographical area which can be covered, because the public sector, the people affected by the public sector in general are very dispersed geographically, and also with their interests, because I imagine that the people that work in the UK Film Council have very little to do with the people that work in the NHS or
Okay, so let's just play it through then. Looking at, hang on, I got to figure out this Google Docs business again. what the council has suggested is that 2,500 police officers will lose their jobs.
Across
what
the
would
city.
You do with that? It's a test.
Yes. My main focus would be on the street and on the presence of police on the streets. I wouldn't be so much interested in. Well, I would be interested in the figures, of course, but I wouldn't be so interested in the story of the.
It's interesting.
Policeman, because one of the things I have just read in the one of the readings we have for this week or next week is the end of the story. We don't have to find a narrative and a personal color for everything.
One of the readings we have to do for this week.
I don't know if it's.
There's no reading for this week, is there?
I know.
It's interesting you should bring
up
this.
Just one sec, Andy. I just.
Matt.
What am I doing? Google Docs, right?
Well, yes, we have the Wikipedia revolution, the model for the 21st century newsroom, and the death of the story. They are only in Moodle.
And those readings are to do for that class or for after that class?
For that class. I think they are for that class, so we can discuss them. I don't know if we are going to have time. Yes. Well, in the end of the story, basically, he says that not all the news can be covered through this narrative, the personal point of view, and all this. No? And this is one thing that I would like to explore other narrative. I would like to work on the data, and I would like to do other things. I would like to, and I think it can be a very good analysis, reporting on the provision of services, but as they affect a lot of people. And for example, I have some teachers, and now I agree with them, because in the first time I did features and everything, you tend to do box pops, no? I agree with many teachers I have had that Vox Pops add color and everything, but are not reporting the real story. Mm. So I would not do so many things. But I think that these are just details that in which we are going to be assessed individually. So we don't have to come to terms or to agree on all of them.
It's interesting you brought up the police, because another of my housemates was applying to join West Midlands Police. This application got drawn out and out and out over 2 years in the end, before they told them, like all that sort of batch of recruits, that there was a freeze on recruitment. But if there's going to be an additional cut on top of the freeze, then that's going to leave a huge amount of understaffed police stations around. Mm.
But my twist on it would be how would this cut affect the presence of the police on the streets, and will people feel more secure, more insecure? Are there other things that are being done will not be able to be done either due to the cuts, or for example in the transport and the safety of the people on the streets? It affects everyone. If the buses are not thrown away of the city center of Corporation Street, that requires money. They are not all the people that go through there are not going to be able to just go for a walk around there. There are problems that, and I have read reports on the public reports of the city council and of the retail sector too, which focus just on that. We need the money for this. We need public spending for this, and this won't be done.
Okay, so let's go through what we know in terms of cuts that are likely to happen or have happened. And I'll say what the cut is, and then just for fun, mm-hmm. off the top of your head, you say what a service sidebar mm-hmm. would be. There's one here that's fantastic. It's abolishing 2,000 jobs at British Waterways. Those are the people who run the canals.
The canals, yes.
That's a no-brainer.
Yes, because in the development plans they have for the very near future, one of the ideas is opening up branches of the canals that were closed.
So, okay.
So that.
Okay. losing 300 jobs through the closing of Advantage West Midlands. That's the regional development agency.
Yes, this is one of the ones I had looked into. There was one agency that has been running for 5 years, which had a blog, had presence on Twitter. They delivered services, consulting services, and training for small companies all over the region, but of course in the center. And now they are not bringing the support. They are closing them down. Okay. And these are very linked to the business improvement district,
yeah.
which are the ones which, what do? They put money for to increase policing in the city center, for security, for lighting, for all these things. They have a scheme, for example, so that if a child gets lost, they will be able to bring their parents, so they have a network. They call them a child safe zone. So they have a lot of programs which rely on the public sector, and now we'll be able to.
What about 1,500 jobs in children's services?
Children's services, not all will be applicable to the city centre. The city centre, for example, has a problem that has very little population living, because there were some tower blocks that they are knocking down. So some services, for example, the health services, won't be as applicable mm-hmm. to the life on the streets of the city centre. But that's the point of all of this.
It's odd though, because there's been kind of a rise in the number of health services in the city centre over the last couple of years. You've got four different walk-in centres in Boots. I mean, mm-hmm. okay, two of them are technically privatised, because mm-hmm. it's Boots' own optician thing, but they do NHS care. You've got the Children's Hospital with its accident and emergency mm-hmm. thing. Obviously you can only go there if it's a kid that's had an accident or an emergency, mm-hmm. but then around the back of that you've got the dental hospital and the gun clinic. There's a few dentists right in the city centre. So all that sort of like generally low level or preventative kind of care Mm-hmm. There seems sort of like quite a growth in the city centre, where people are going to go and where people can get to it. There's lots of clinics, like, you know, stop smoking clinics or same sex clinics or family planning clinics dotted around the city centre or its immediate peripheries as well. So
yes, but those, for example, are services which are provided to the whole of the city or even on a regional level. So I would like to focus very much because when I was speaking about this website and everything, yes, it tended to be like very broad and very. But I think that with the public spending cuts, we have to also do this to break down to
cuts and services.
No, cut them to how they affect a very concrete and definite community. For example, it could be done only public cuts for policemen or in the health sector. Or if we're going intending to put on the spending cuts, that is the huge community.
That's undoable.
Undoable.
That what we want to stay away from is this, in the broader model, what would have fallen to Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The idea of, you know, covering the end of universality of the child benefit. We can't do that.
That's not right. So I think that if we focus on how they affect locally, that can really work, because for example if we are covering a local community which is residential and has couples with kids and everything, there for example the child benefits would be important, and how the cuts are affecting that community, or if it's how with it. But going back to the jobs, otherwise we have to center in not in geographical parts but on organizations, on institutions.
Yes.
For example, in Lancaster Circus, there is a very big building of the city council where they have many services there. So,
yeah.
Even in that building, I think there are stories for two or three of us. So, we're not going to be able to cover everything, even if we restrict it to. If I decide to cover how the provision of public urban services. I won't be able to cover either all of that, but that's the point. We just have to experiment. If you look at the Hasbro website, which I think was one of the best, they really had very little things. They had started projects that didn't finish.
I wasn't all that impressed when I looked at it.
No.
Which site is this?
This Hasbro.
It was
what was that?
Yeah, there was very little content, and you see people that were in that project and didn't publish anything since November. So how do you think about this rhythm of publishing? Because I said what I was intending to do, but are you thinking of, for example, updating it every day with some minor story and then doing something big for a week?
I think going back to what Chris Unit was saying the other day, I mean, just to almost have content. We could do updates every day, as if even if it was just a link out to somewhere else or something else happened or something else relevant, and then say like a full on, you know, post update for when we actually have something. You know, it's almost the illusion of content, mm-hmm. that there's something on the site regularly, rather than just, oh, we've got a big story now and then nothing, mm-hmm. for 2 weeks because there hasn't been anything that's relevant to that, mm-hmm. hyperlocal cause. I mean, there probably wouldn't be a huge 2 week stretch when we're looking at cuts coming in 13 days. So, we could, like I say, create a constant stream of content that doesn't necessarily need to be our content.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the kind of.
I'm trying to
hit counts we get, all the kind of interest we get from the people we're supposedly targeting, because if we set out and do all this on, say, I don't know, cuts in schools or cuts on education, cuts on the health service, but then we get 4 or 5 people reading it regularly, or we get like, you know, really minor hit counts, then there might not be as much incentive or need or awareness to update regularly for.
I think we don't have to get ourselves with metrics because the reality is not so many people tend to comment and then to interact. In many blogs, you have just comment the people who know the blogger in person. So. Mm. I think we don't have to get obsessed with that.
No, I'm not saying we should be obsessed with the numbers, but I'm saying is if there's only a small amount of people following it, they might not expect or might not want lots of stuff being churned out at them.
But the number of people who follow a blog isn't necessarily the same amount of people who read it.
No, what I'm saying is if you're getting like...
A lot will bookmark it and go back. Like, I look at numerous blogs. I don't follow any of them. I just have them as bookmarks. Mm. So I'm not listed as a follower of any of those sites. But it's sort of not only getting the story on your blog, it's then aggregating that to as many different news sources as you can. Things like Twitter, Facebook, everything. And having Facebook-like buttons on the blog. So people don't have to follow, they can just click on that and it appears on their Facebook page saying, like, Hedy likes this, and it's a picture of it.
I never do that, just so you know.
No, but, you know, people would see that and think, I'll read what she's looking at.
Just, can I sort of, I took the questions, Samuel started this first with his idea, and then I took the five questions that Paul wants us to answer for tomorrow, when we pitch our community, and so just to sort of drive the conversation forward. Can I just, it's in there if you want to take a look at it. If you go to Google Docs, are you on Google Docs, Andy?
Yep.
Matt?
I can be in a second.
So, and this is focused specifically on the job losses, right? The community will be the basis for everything that follows, right? When we join up in week two, you should be ready to talk 5 minutes. So the first one is describe the community in one line. And I wrote, Birmingham Public Servants who are facing widespread job losses, a community of location, and a community of circumstance. Two, who are the most prominent actors? It's very specific. Unions, right? Unite, the largest trade union in Britain. Two, Unison, the second largest. Three, GMB, the third largest. I've contacted them all and been speaking with them. And then the TUC, which is the umbrella organization that represents 6.5 million union members all over Britain. Problem is, all of these unions are affiliated with the Labour Party, and the information they provide comes from a political perspective. Not all of their members, however, support Labour, and many will be seeking a more balanced point of view. What resources do they have? This was fascinating. Information from Birmingham City Council through internal communication channels, but also BirminghamNewsroom.com. Interesting that they also link to negative articles about themselves. The union websites, right? I wrote Unison here. I need to update this. But this is what's interesting. I cannot find.
What's the file called?
It's called. I don't remember. What did I call this thing? Job cuts presentation.
No, it's not happening.
No, you got that, man.
I've got a load of stuff from Sam and some stuff from Caroline and Paul, and that's it.
You should have two things there for me. You've got it, right, Sam?
Maybe. I guess it depends if you have sent it to the to Matt's.
It says me.
One address or the other one.
Three collaborators I wrote.
Maybe you shared it with the commonwriter.co.uk.
Okay, so I'll do it again. Sharing settings, email editors.
Sharing settings.
I sent it to Andy, Samuel, Matt at cayman-writer.co.uk.
Yeah. What date or time did you send it?
It's been sitting in there. I mean, it just shows the last time I used it, right? Which is today. I mean, I did this about three days ago. There should be something else in there for me. Brum budget facts, work in progress. Andy, do you have that?
I'm just looking at. I've got another.
I've just found one job cuts presentation. Anyway,
job cuts presentation.
That's it. Okay.
Nowhere or in
tech. So, and here's the interesting thing is that, so what resources do they draw on? So there's internal communications, but these unions are hopeless, right? Because they have websites, right? One to many communication, but there's no blog feature. They have Facebook pages, but there is no commentary allowed. You're not allowed to post your point of view, which speaks to your point earlier, right? There is no interactivity in the union community around Birmingham Council at all. So the trades union congress, the TUC, has quite an interesting and good website, but none of the other unions allow any discussion, not even on their Facebook, and they have no Twitter. So I'm just keep thinking in terms of what Paul is asking us to do, right? Describe the community in one line, there it is, right? Who are the actors? This is who the actors are. I mean, it's the unions, and they're not serving their community because they're allowing no discussion whatsoever. And so I wrote at the end, what does a community lack or need? A single, factual, unbiased news website that aggregates information and provides resources to all sectors of the public service. You should also say interactivity.
That's quite cool. I've never actually used one site, and I can see you typing away.
And I could see you scrolling down the page.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, it said your, and it was like...
So you can actually go into any of these and add your two bits, I guess. I don't know, Sam showed it to me in color. You can change the color. I wrote in red, but for me, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Now, how do we answer these questions or change all of this if we include this idea?
So, not answering the question that was just asked, but it's just something. How about if? Because you've just touched on something quite important, that the unions are quite politically loaded and not necessarily working at the best interests of their actual members.
Well, it's a political point of view for sure. Yeah.
Maybe bring the focus in a bit and look at how the people affected by the cuts are being served or not served by the unions? Or do you think that itself is too political?
Yes, for me. I can't do that. I can't... Like, I'm trying to stay news, right? For me.
This is why I thought our focus was just on the facts. You know, you can say, you know, we present the facts to people because... like Nick Booth said, people in the public sector and that don't actually know. They're hearing lots of spin and speculation and rumour. They don't actually know what's going to happen. No. You know, the local press seem to be fudging it.
The sad thing about this is that the facts will come out the 20th of October and that will be it. So yeah, then we have to fill in all the other things.
Well, and that is the problem, because if you look at the other thing that I put in there, which is the Birmingham budget cuts, I think, work in progress, that we call it. Like, it's a... Halfway down, I write, what follows below is a guide for research purposes only, and that's all the stuff that Samuel sent out 2 weeks ago. Ignore that, and just stick to the top. It's a very lame 3 pages. I'm getting to your point here, Matt. Right? It's a very lame 3 pages. Took me 3 days to do that. That's how hard it was to find what's been cut, what the truth is, where the lies are, what's a rumor, right? And that was, like I said, it's 3 pages long. But digging up, you know, the names of the Quangos that are in Birmingham, that was really hard, right, for me. It took days. And so imagine being in the public service and having a full-time job and not being me and having 3 days to dig in there and say, okay, who's losing their job here? And so that my point is that helps prove why this is valuable, right? Because they don't know. They just know what they read in the paper, the bits and the pieces that they hear.
I mean, I've worked in the public sector and for many years, and the way it works is that when you hear of budget cuts, it's sometimes used as an excuse to get people to do more for less.
I remember one of my bosses saying, right, this new boss came in, took over and said, right, the first meeting is all about budget cuts. And she said, I've brought someone from personnel because by the end of this year I'm going to have to make 5 of you redundant. Now that was the first, that she'd never met anyone before. She hadn't met anyone in that room before and just said, right, I'm going to be sacking 5 of you at the end of the year. And then it was, the rest of the meeting was, oh, I know you're doing a lot at the moment, but what I'd like you to do this year is this, this and this as well. Can't pay you anymore, but I want you to do this. And so that person was doing a lot more because they were scared stiff of losing the job.
Yes.
They thought, if I don't do this, I'm going to be top of her list for the axe at the end of the year. And so is it going to be used by bosses to give more work for less? Are people going to be expected to do more? You said, Sam, when the cuts are announced on the 20th, but it'll say, for instance, like to local health authorities, you have to cut like 10% off your budget. Now it's up to that health authority then to decide where they cut it. It won't be the same all around the country. Birmingham will be different to, say, Preston.
Yeah.
You know, it will be different.
And it's a terrifying way to work.
Yeah. And so whereas Birmingham might cut, for instance, maternity care, Preston might cut paediatric care. You know, and
we are going to cover Birmingham in person? Or
No. I was just saying that it's different for each individual. You make the point that when the cuts are announced, that's it. But it's not, because they'll have to implement them. And there'll be a time period. Are they going to implement these cuts straight away? Have they been given 6 months to implement them? And if so, how are they going to... Is it going to be through natural wastage when people retire? It's not going to replace them, that's all.
You know what else they're doing, Andy, which is part of the uncertainty and, again, the need for this kind of thing. What they're also doing is they've given 26,000 people redundancy notices, right?
Mm.
And what that means is that they can redraft the contract. If you've got a redundancy notice, right, they can come to you and say, okay, we now need you to do this job for £20,000 a year less, right? And if you don't accept, you're fired.
Mm.
And that is a lot of what is going on here, and kind of plays into the need for, like, to me, one of the first things that would need to be done is to find out, who are these 26,000 people? Like, once we get past what Osborne announces on the 20th, it's like, nowhere, anywhere does it say, I want one of the unions or city council to say, tell me what departments. I know all we know is that it's not schools, right? What departments do these 26,000 people work in? Because even that is information. You look at the fire department, the police department goes, oh my God, the fire department's losing nobody.
Mm.
Right? And we're losing 2,500 officers. So I'm kind of off topic here. I don't really know where I'm going with this, but I don't know.
Mm. But then such an investigation, would it ongo during, for example, a month, or because you said it took you 3 days to find out this?
Yeah.
That would be the work of 1 week and a half.
Yes, I've already
only to research this.
Yes, but it's done now.
Yes.
I needed that just because work, I needed that to get me up to speed.
No,
I needed it in one place to say, okay, what are we talking about? That's why the way I did it, I just wrote, there are 3 rounds of cuts, right? In May, Osborne did this, mm-hmm. you know, in June, he mm-hmm. did this, and then the final shoe will drop, if there's 3 shoes in life, the final shoe will drop on the 20th. That's mm-hmm. why I just had to organize it that way. And so, I don't know, for me, this is the website that I think is targeted and works for me the mm-hmm. way that this assignment is structured. But, you know, maybe we go to class tomorrow and throw it all out there.
We could present, like you were saying to Paul, what we've discussed today.
Yeah, and say we
do
have
you
this
think this should be 2 projects or 1?
This is what I'm wondering.
Yeah. I mean, because that's what tomorrow's for, isn't it? It's not just for us to sell the idea to him. It's,
I mean, you can actually say, you know, we're working together as a group.
Mm-hmm. Because regardless,
but the vision of what we're doing has kind of split. Yeah. And we're not sure if we can put this into one, if we've got one website, mm-hmm. or if we've got two or three.
So basically what I said a couple of hours ago about speaking to Paul beforehand.
Yes.
Before we actually do the pitch.
Maybe we can send an email now, a short one, and I'll ask him.
Ask him what?
If we have this thing, we have one to cover the jobs loss in the public sector, but we also one of us also would like to focus on the provision of public services in the city center part.
Part of me would rather do it in person to have a full, because you know, there's not sort of enough information there, like in a short email, you know what I mean?
Okay. Maybe I can just go through the things I researched.
Yeah, so you want to go through maybe your five questions that you answered?
Yes.
For your stuff. So this is the same, what community are you covering, what resources do they have, take, that I did for the jobs and the public servants?
Yes, more or less it's the same. I didn't describe the community in one line because I wasn't expecting for this, but the definition. The community of interest, people who are concerned about the development and well-being in the city center core in the context of the downturn and the spending cuts. Mm-hmm. Community of location, Birmingham city center core. I was thinking of focusing on Corporation Street, High Street, New Street, and the Union Street, as well as the shopping centers and the arcades. Community of circumstance, public spending cuts and long-term city development plans, along with the economic climate, e.g. less money to spend on the people, affect the retail business in the city center core and in aspects to the living of any person that goes to the city center because they live there, because they work there, or because they own a business there, in aspects such as transport, lighting, cleaning, security. A community with shared objectives. We have those who are trying to thrive in this context and would like as many information as possible about what is going on in their area. And also the people who shop, eat, spend their leisure time around there and would like to continue doing so in a high quality environment, a safe environment, and also with information about that. The community, which are the most prominent actors? In the private sector, of course, you have all the retail and the businesses. But they are also grouped together in several business improvement districts, which rely mostly on self-funding, but they also have some public money. From Birmingham City Council, which would be the bodies that may be under review or may face job losses or may face cuts in their budget, even if there is the same people, they have less money to do things. There is the Birmingham City Centre Partnership, which I linked here, and then there is the Birmingham Development Directorate, and Locate in Birmingham, which is basically oriented to having more businesses and having more life in the city centre. So, if it loads, these two bodies cover all the things that I want to.
Where are you now?
I have clicked on the both links, the Birmingham City Centre Partnership and the Development Directorate. So what are they doing basically? They cover all that has to do with what happens on the streets, which was one of my main concerns, the street warden scheme, which is about security, not only police, but of looking that people don't shoplift, etc. All the pop-up things that happen. The child safe zones I explained to you earlier, all these things. And the Development Directorate, what does is attracting investment to the city. And it says here, securing and retaining investments for the city in the face of a global recession and creating opportunities to attract high value knowledge activity to diversify the economy.
Okay. Yeah.
So they also are devoted to the regeneration projects, which are all many of them public funded, and they also, this public body supports businesses and residents to lessen the effects of the recession. So this is exactly what I want to cover. So I have a public body, a local public body, that has a direct impact on all this area that I want to cover. So that would be more or less. You can go further in the. And in a broader sense, there are also bodies that are very important for this area, which are the Chamber of Commerce, the Retail Consortium, and Marketing Birmingham and Visit Birmingham, which base almost all of their activities in the city centre network. What resources they have? They have several blogs, public body blogs, but the problem is that many of them haven't been updated since before summer or since 1 year ago. There are, of course, several community blogs that cover all that happens in Birmingham and basically in the city center core, but they are just people rewriting things that come from mailing lists, etc. I haven't been able to dig into all the mailing lists that are there, but the retail is connected through there. The main retail bodies have their magazines, etc. But that's not so central to what I'm going to try to cover now. No? And there are forums, of course, where people meet up. This one I have linked is the... And really, you can follow the stories there. And this is the one I mentioned the very first day when we first meet, all of us. And they also have this network of meetups and events. So this is quite a strong community, a community that already exists. And the funding, as I said, the business improvement districts are self-funded, but rely very heavily on the support of the public bodies in space, or in work they have, in the support they... And what are their objectives? Well, I list them here. I just found them on a report they have. They are looking at the consumer mix, at the people that is in the city center. They are looking at diversification, which is something that Matt alluded sometime before. All the problems with crime in the center. Also, they want to bring more people in because this is the only way to keep the economy of the city up. And they also say that they have a problem with engagement and communication within this area, and of course they have this. And my idea was to report on what was happening on the streets. If it had been the retail focusing more on the activities of the retailers, with this new focus on public services which are offered, I would have to refocus this and focus on the things that are being done or that are not being done anymore because of the cuts. So I think I have this community identified, and that I can take away the focus on retail and focus it more on all the public services that are offered. So we are going to do two different pitches tomorrow. We're going to do four. How do you think it may work?
I don't really speak to Paul, really.
thing is, we haven't... I don't think... I think it's unrealistic of Paul to expect us, after one brief session in the coffee shop down in town, to have formulated an idea where we've had, like, no real contact with him as the tutor. Because we're flapping about a lot here, trying to work out what's the best thing to do. You know, it might all be a waste of time because he might say, well, actually, this is, you know, what I want to do.
I mean, also, for all we know, I mean, there may already be a service or a site or a news source out there that does everything we've discussed, and we've just not come across it.
I know, that's probably unlikely. If we've not come across it, then it's not well marketed or...
Yeah, but he may know of something that he might think we'd be repeating or something.
But Nick Booth specifically said this, didn't he, Eddie? Mm-hmm. You know, he specifically said this group, and he knows, he's that Podlosh fellow.
Yeah, we had gone and said, and he's Paul's business partner, right? And so we had gone and said, a website on public sector cuts, and then we talked about jobs and services, and he said, do something for the thousands of... So, I mean, specifically, he targeted that.
He said there's nothing for that at the moment, didn't he? He specifically said. Now, if he's not aware of much in that area. I'm assuming Paul's going to be the same, because we mentioned it to Paul, and he thinks that it was a good idea as well.
Mm-hmm.
To me, this is fantastic work, but it's a different website.
Yes.
And we're trying to put a square peg in a
round
hole. Yeah,
we're trying to shoehorn it all together, aren't we?
Yeah, and it's not going to help any of us. Because
mm-hmm.
it will just dilute our purpose. But mm-hmm. so let's go as we are now. I mean, and that's pretty much, I mean, Matt, where's your head at? Like, I think what's happening here is Samuel's got his, Sam, sorry, has got his very strong interest and is, you know, looking at ways that we can work together. And Andy and I are kind of on this other track, right? Mm. I'm not misrepresenting that. That's where we're at. But where is your head at?
Well, like I said, I'm kind of leaning more towards doing something that would be retail focused. It's like, say, Sam's got a way of sort of talking into stuff. but I do think it kind of meets the hyper-local thing on two levels, on hyper-local by geography and by purpose. But I've got a couple of what I guess would be or could be solo ideas that I'm loosely percolating.
Okay.
Which would be one looking at the comic book creation and sort of retailing community in Birmingham. Because there's a lot of people involved in that that don't have like a focal point of like, oh, there's a signing of this creator here, or I'm working on this, or I've got an interview out here. Or something with the Birmingham fashion scene. Now, I'm not a fashion person at all, but from I think it was Chris
saying
that there's no coverage, and that's just
smart.
Sort of stuck with me. If there's nothing there,
it's a really good idea.
Sort of like just doing something would be like a step forward. My concern with that is the fashion.
You should go with something that you know.
Yeah, it's not.
Strike me as more of a comic guy.
Yeah, more arts and media than sort of fashion and design.
But if you look at creative industries, maybe you have a point there, because in the things I researched, they have this style website and everything, but that is not about fashion, but it's about the shops.
Mm.
So maybe you have lots of room for that.
Mm.
I mean, it's really nice.
But my other concern with the fashion thing is it's quite an insular sort of sub-community. If you're not really into, you know, couture design and...
Well, I can imagine as an outsider trying to go in and saying, I'm doing a website for you guys, that's going to be pretty damn difficult.
Mm.
You know?
It's sort of like if you're not one of them.
If it's not your bailiwick, right?
So
they're going to go like, who are you?
Yeah. So yeah, of the three, the student focused one with the cuts across campuses, if I end up doing a solo one, I'm probably leaning more towards the comic one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See, I always think that, I mean, it's blatantly obvious that you've got a real passion for this, Sam, what you're discussing, and it just comes across. And like your passion, Matt, is like video games, comic, that sort of thing. You know, from running websites in the past and doing websites for other people, when it's something I'm interested in, I do a hell of a lot better job than if it's something I don't give a shit about. Get it done and that's it. And you know, if you have a passion for it, it comes across, and that sort of filters through into the project that you're doing. Like if you're being forced to do something that you're not really that passionate about, you're not really that bothered about, it affects the outcome of your work.
Yes,
just you know, like for everybody else.
I think each of us finds it easier to, but because also if you tend to start to research, which would be what has happened to you and for any of us, you start researching a thing and you start getting into it and getting more, and yes, I have this. I talked to you one of the first days that I was really attracted to that because it's really the big story. But and as a journalist is the one to cover. But I also look at what the skills I need to develop and what I see myself doing, and this small community, very hyper locally centered thing, is really the thing I want to do. And yes, you totally catch the point of the I was trying to mix it in a site that would work for us all, but yes, you're of course have the point that it's difficult to miss it because, for example, if you do and now we can start talking about this if more or less clear that yes, more or less clear that
we're going our separate ways.
A bit.
I think that's the. But we can have like a final conversation.
No, final. The point is that there are five of us which are in the doing the complete master. Not the other ones we have also which are from international freelance and that. I think that we can keep the good things of doing a project all together on the same topic, which would be meeting up to setting up the WordPress or the thing that maybe, or joining a meeting one day to see how we can do this with the maps or anything. I think we can still do that perfectly.
It's pretty clear that we can all work together on
and even
help and share.
Lend a hand on setting up the website, making the all, and we don't have to be covering the same things. I would be more than willing for that.
Yeah, that's something that Paul was saying, like from early on. It's about sort of sharing skills and attributes and resources.
Yes,
and as much as it is directly working with each other.
And we can do that. I have the pity and I am ashamed that
you have the what?
No, I have the pity and I am ashamed that if I had stepped onto the job cuts project too, maybe I could help to make it, because it is always better I think done by four than by two or by one. But and I have this pity and I regret not stepping onto the jobs team. But I also realized that I don't know if I would be happy doing it during the semester.
There you,
so
there you go.
So
done.
So should we call it a day for now?
Yeah.
Yes.
You and I should just talk. I mean, we're just we'll just wing it based on this thing for tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll tidy up some of the ugliness towards the bottom.
We can show that thing I did on. Just as an example of the sort of video footage, with it, just as a rough, very rough cut, and you know, at least we can show we've done stuff. You know, not being sat on my arse the week, doing nothing, suffering from the illness that Matt gave me.
All right then.